If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So his numbers say he's a Hall of Famer. He played 13 seasons, 10 of them here in the ATL, sixth overall pick. We've all debated whether or not it was the right move by Thomas Dimitroff. But I don't think there's any debate at any five-year period, during a five-year period at prime, in his peak, that right. Julio Jones wasn't either the best receiver and paid as such or the second best receiver at his position. I don't think we can argue that. What I will argue, Mike, did Julio make a connection with Atlanta?
No, none.
Did Julio, was he a part of the community in a way that we feel some kind of way about him?
Now, yes, involved with a lot of Falcon players are involved in different events and things like that. I mean, charity events, nonprofit, things with amigos and all that. But that's, I don't know. I know the same amount of stuff about Julio Jones now that I did when he was playing in his prime. And that's not a bad thing. That's his prerogative. Not everybody wants to let you in, let you behind the curtain, you know? He was just very enigmatic, you know? And that's fine because, you know, there's another guy that was just like that, and that was Marvin Harrison with the Colts.
He was.
No one knew anything about Marvin Harrison, but his numbers stood on itself on merit. He's a Hall of Famer. But you don't have to be, you know, the guy like Kirk Cousins who's got a comment for everything and never saw a microphone or a camera light he would say no to. But the Julio's kind of the direct opposite. But as far as a fan, the guys, and by the way, because I know there's a lot of jock sniffers out there, don't mistake what I'm saying for being somebody that's a dislike of Julio. Okay? I just don't, you know, if you know Julio more, then tell me. Tell me what you know about Julio more than I. No one knows anything. He had a car dealership in Alabama, I found out later.
Yeah, like year eight.
Yeah, good for him. But I don't know anything about the man.
Yeah.
You know, other than he hangs with amigos.
Well,
that's all I know.
Okay. And that's fine. And that's a part of our culture and certainly has been a part.
That has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame.
No. And listen.
But you asked about a connection.
But I have an issue with this. This is my – it's not that Julio wasn't a great player, but I'm willing to sit here and tell you today that Roddy White is more connected to this community than Julio Jones is. That's what I'm telling you. And so as he gets the votes, and he will, and he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot, seven-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, again – you start to look at the catches and his impact on the team and the franchise, best player in franchise history at his position. I don't think there's any question. But when you start talking about, like, that's my guy, talk to people in the streets. That's my dude. Oh, man, I'll go to bat for him. Like, I don't get that, Mike, about Julio Jones. And I'm just keeping it real with you.
We did back in the day when Julio had a contract and 2 years later demanded a raise.
Well, did the end right. harm – how we felt about it?
No, but it's just part of the reason we're at where we were at is that doesn't help. You know, when you've got – just like the Dolphins had to go do the same thing with Tariq Hill. You know, it doesn't help your business model if you're trying to get competitive athletes under the cap to help your football team on both sides of the football. Julio, by the way, he's got the same amount of touchdowns as Plaxico Burress. He's got the same amount of touchdowns as Santana Moss, Derek Mason, Keenan Allen, 66. But he's got one more than Michael Irvin. Obviously, Michael Irvin, that resume speaks for itself. Where it does get interesting, though, when you said first ballot Hall of Famer, Julio is 16th in receiving yards. He's ahead of Torrey Holt, Andre Reed, Steve Largent, But the 66 touchdowns puts him in the middle of the pack. So, I mean, you could argue that maybe he's going to be a second-year Hall of Famer. There could be some writers, you know how wacky these guys are, the gatekeepers, who might say not, maybe he needed more touchdowns to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know. I've always felt he was a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Some guys say it doesn't matter. Just a little more prestigious to go in with the first class.
Yeah, no. Listen,
that you're nominated for.
Once you have your bust in Mike, I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. It is more prestigious. It does mean more money for them after their playing career to say first-ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
I have always gone by a certain criteria of just simply saying, was he the best player at his position at any point in his prime? The answer is yes. And if he was, and if you could say, hey, there was about a 3 to 5 year period where we talked a lot about Julio Jones. He had impact plays. His team was relevant. They went to the playoffs. He affected winning. Okay, then that's the discussion for me. The numbers, thank you, are a completely different deal when you get into the metrics of how these nerds, and we talk about it, these guys
nerds.
Start saying, hey, he compares here and there. Because, Mike, we say this. There are guys that are not in the hall that we think should be in the hall, but they're being kept out because of what the perception is.
And this goes back to what I said.
Nerd.
You know, that's, thank you, Baby Billy. But that's the thing, Uncle Baby Billy. We have, in Julio, if a guy was in New York or Chicago, you got to play the game up there.
Mm.
Right? You got
to...
With the media, because these guys are the ultimate gatekeepers. Julio, I'd be curious how that would have played. Doesn't matter. The numbers speak for itself, right? We talked about it. 16th in receiving yards. He's got the same amount of touchdowns as Michael Irvin. That would be, I think, for most people, Carl, first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Like, Michael Irvin, as good as we're talking about him being, part of that allure is he was a Cowboy. They won Super Bowls.
Right.
Julio didn't win Super Bowls. He wasn't a Cowboy. Like, that goes a long way
and
when you start talking about these things,
right,
even though the numbers match up.
Also, different time. I think people kind of forget that Jerry Rice could have played in any era.
Oh.
But and Michael was a big physical receiver. But the throwing game, the Cowboys had Evan Smith. Michael was going to have a finite amount of receptions a game because that was a balanced attack. They're going to run the football. So they had Jason Witten, they had Alvin Harper, but obviously Michael was the lead dog in the receiving corps. But the game was still more balanced. As we get into where Julio's area is, it's much more pass-centric.
All right, what do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Congratulations, first and foremost, on an amazing career. Did we as a show have our issues with Julio? Yeah, because it's about the team. And there were times at the end where I thought he hurt the team. I thought he hurt by being selfish and trying to gain as much money as he wanted at the end where it hurt the team. But Julio was a hell of a player, and I cannot debate with anybody the impact he had. And, and if you don't believe me, go ask Matt Ryan what he meant.
And the other thing with Julio is I never felt like Julio wasn't given max effort. We used to argue with some of the audience, why isn't Julio a three-down receiver?
Mm.
Well, not everybody is a three-down receiver. And the fact – I always felt like there was a degree of Julio that reminded me of Ken Griffey Jr., that he was the guy that moved the chains, made those tough catches in the middle, all over the field. The only thing that I had a problem with Julio, and this is the argument of the chicken and the egg, why he and Matt Ryan could not have connected for more touchdowns than they did, why he only has 60, you know, 66 is a hell of a number, but why he didn't have 80 touchdowns with all the physical skills and Matt Ryan. They just never were good enough in the red zone, but you can't put that on Julio.
No.
He can't throw the ball to himself.
Even though we sometimes hoped he would.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.